Hi, this is Mary Schaefer. It's Monday, November 29th, 2010. You can find me at www.maryschaefer.com. That's S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. And I'm here to talk to you about part one of a three-part series titled Relate More Humanly at Work, The Role of Leaders in HR. Now, some of you may have seen me exchanging written interview questions with a colleague I have. His name is Joe Gerstand, and we tend to challenge each other and admire each other's work at the same time and really enjoy the interactions we've had together. So under this topic, one of the first questions Joe asked me was, what experiences in your HR career led you to focus on a different way of relating at work? And so what I want to say to that first is that there are a number of human resources professionals out there who are committed to carrying out their jobs in an expert, efficient, human, and caring manner. These are people who, when faced with a seeming conflict in what is right for the business and what is right for the employee, regularly find the intersect of those needs or a creative alternative. Now, that said, I was an IT professional at a Fortune 100 company for 7 years when I decided to pursue a degree and a career in HR, and I felt HR could be done differently than what I was seeing and experiencing. There were many experiences, but here's just one that could have happened to anyone several years ago before HIPAA was in the forefront. And if you remember, HIPAA is around the privacy of your health information. So once, before I got into HR, I sent out an email at the request of an employee who was off work for a prolonged period of time. She had a tragic accident, and she wanted me to give her colleagues an update on her condition. Now, an HR generalist was on the list, and he called me immediately and told me to never do that again and that I was not respecting the employee's privacy. Now, there are a myriad of reasons why I should not have done what I did, and not the least of which is HIPAA. I do get that. But what bothered me the most that was he was not sensitive in delivering the message to me. Was he correct in the assessment of his situation? Yes. Was this part of his job? Yes. Was he right to give me feedback? Yes. However, I won't say he actually enjoyed embarrassing me, but he was indifferent to it, which was almost as bad. Now, to me, this is just one example of where I observed that people were not dealt with as humans or individuals. In general, policies are quoted and rules are applied without anticipating how the person might react. I am not saying to not enforce rules and policies, but please relate to employees as humans at the same time. I find that many times when employees don't know where to go, they go to HR. And in HR, when I was in HR, I saw my role as, and I want to warn you, this is controversial language ahead, I saw my role as a witness with a sacred responsibility. HR is often in the position to help a person when they feel misunderstood, confused, or embarrassed about an HR-related issue. I am not suggesting HR become therapists or replace any employee assistance counselors, but as a representative of HR, I could either further that person's embarrassment about their work-related issue, I could shame them for feeling vulnerable and add to the pile of them feeling misunderstood, or I could help them see a way through their situation to free them up so they can, I want to underline this part, productively do work. I'm not talking about mushy, smushy, touchy-feely stuff. I'm talking about maintaining a person's human dignity for that in its own right and also for the good of the business. So you'll hear me speak more about this. You can tell I'm passionate about it in part two of Relate More Humanly at Work, The Role of Leaders and HR. Again, this is Mary Schaefer. You can find me at www.maryschaefer.com. That's S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R.